The moderator of the Eglise Evangelique Presbyterien du Togo, the Right Reverend Emmanuel Awanyo, has lauded Ghana for the prevailing peace, harmony and democratic stability. He therefore called on other African countries and leaders to take a cue from Ghana's democratic values. The Right Reverend Awanyo was speaking this preaching the sermon at Jojé in the Volta region at the Thanksgiving service to mark the closing of the 4th General Assembly of the EP Church. 7 priests were also ordained. A Volta regional correspondent, Koblali Kukubo, was there for Radio Ghana.
The EP Church annually holds the assembly to take stock of the church's performance in the year and plan for the future. The theme for this year is strategic evangelism for sustainable growth and development. The moderator of the church, the Right Reverend Emmanuel Apenyo, noted that many countries in recent times suffer the wrath of God through civil wars, unrest and underdevelopment because they fail to put God at the center of the activities. He was full of praise for the late President John Evans Atta Mills for his humility and love for peace. The Right Reverend Francis Amenu urged Christians, particularly the youth, to eschew activities that will disturb the peace in the country. He urged religious bodies to use all platforms available to them to preach peace, love and unity. The president of the Trinity College Legon, Reverend Dr. Joseph Obri Yebo Amante, expressed concern about encroachment on the college's land at Legon in the Greater Accra region. He said about 40 acres of the 60-acre land acquired some 50 or more years ago has already been encroached on. Reverend Dr. Mante therefore appealed to churches that own the Trinity College, such as the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, the Methodist Church, the EP Church, the AME Zion Church and the Anglican Church to do their best to arrest the situation. The EP Church came out with a 14-point decision to guide the church. They include a 2-week fasting and prayers by the members from the 1st to 15th November for peaceful elections.
Correspondence, Kobla Ali Kukubos report.